Hello again. You're listening to the News at One. The phased easing of COVID-19 restrictions began today with the return to school of all second-level students, a relaxation in those travel restrictions and a resumption of residential construction work. Ireland has been under level 5 restrictions since the 31st of December. So the relaxation of the travel restrictions, which allows for travel within a county or up to 20 kilometres from home, has been welcomed. Two households can now meet up outdoors for recreational purposes, and in-class teaching has resumed for all students. Our regional reporter Theresa Mannion has been speaking to students at St Flannan's College in Ennis in County Clare to see how they feel about being back in the classroom.
I'm really happy to be back. I feel, you know, we've got it. It's much easier to learn in an environment. You know, some people don't have the resources at home, and in school you're kind of hands-on with the teachers. It's much more easier to focus in class, to see your friends, to have some bit of normality.
Yeah, it's a lot healthier than sitting at home, and most people don't come out of the house because they have COVID. They're afraid of it, and you sitting at a computer on Teams all day, you kind of get sick of it, and you prefer meeting your friends in school and getting to walk around air, and especially out in the fields, getting air and just meeting up with people mostly.
We came back for the first time and we're playing kick soccer and badminton in our PE hall.
What's that like?
It's kind of different because usually I'm staying inside because Corona and stuff and online school, but now we're back and we're going to be working again, so it's awesome.
I'm delighted for the kids to be going back to school. I think it's been a very hard time for them and very challenging. The online learning has been managed very well in the school, but there's nothing like being with your friends in class, hanging out at the alleys, playing hurling in Flannan's. So we're delighted to see the children back in school.
This is the Hearty Cup. Sure, it's been Flannan's now 22 times. When you come into the school, sure, mostly thinking about hurling, like, well, that's for us anyway, and you're always just looking forward to playing the Hearty Cup team.
It's been difficult, yeah, especially with online learning and stuff, and especially when we had sport, you could kind of had something to take your mind off the books and stuff, so now it's all focused on the studies and stuff at the minute, so hopefully now we get back in a few weeks playing the sport and stuff.
Some of the first to fifth year students returning to St Flannan's in Ennis set today. Well, our Cork-based reporter Jenny O'Sullivan was in Youghal earlier, chatting to people who've been able to travel beyond 5K for the first time since December the 30th.
Yeah, it's great to be out. It's like freedom.
Yeah, it's great to get out and look, see the sea again.
Yeah, we've missed the sea. We love the sea.
I think the majority of people have been following the guidelines, and I think so today is a good day for just to have that bit of extra freedom and just to be able to just get away.
We brought the flask and also happy days. The potato sandwiches.
Well, we used to always come down in the summertime down to the beach and things like that, like, you know, but you know, it's just nice to come down for a walk change because you can see the same place all the time going around, you know, but you'd always love to come out.
And did you feel yourself different. Excited this
morning? Yeah, I did, because it's a lovely morning as well, and we said we'd chance. We'll be going today now for a change. We might go somewhere else now tomorrow, maybe, like, yeah. And the weather's supposed to be nice, so hopefully it will turn out all right. And all the children in school, it's been quieter.
It's been a tough couple of months, hasn't
it? Oh, sure, it's hard on everyone, really. And it's nice to see them all back in school again now, and hopefully it will be okay.
From Glanmire.
Is that far from here?
It's probably about a 25-30 minute drive, depending on the traffic. So it's worth all of the time. It's, you know, it's well outside of the 5 kilometres, but it's great to get back out into the fresh air again, so it's really, really good.
You know, I think there's a weight lift off a lot of people's shoulders to say that you can get into your car and go without worrying, you know, so thank God that's lifted.
Not having the fear of being stopped at a checkpoint as well and trying to explain yourself why you're going out for some fresh air or something like that, so it's really good.
Yeah.
It's freedom again.
We're from Youghal. I live in Youghal all my life. And we really only see each other passing, or we haven't been in each other's gardens or anything. So we might call to the wall.
And this is our first
day out.
Treat on the beach. It's a little cold, but we've parked to block the wind. And we've become best friends since COVID. We're in a group, and we check each other morning
group,
and night.
Yeah. We're so lucky in y'all. We're so lucky.
The relief.
We walk here every morning.
And today to get out. It's just been
amazing.
What
you know we can do is that we're not breaking rules, because I'm of a vulnerable age, and it was very hard, actually. Very hard.
some voices from an apparently chilly Yall beach this morning, speaking there to Jenny O'Sullivan. Well, the other major relaxation today, of course, is the resumption of construction work on residential buildings. Our business editor, Will Goodbody, spoke to construction workers at Adamstown in Dublin who were able to return to work from this morning.
This is great, you know, been a long time from Christmas, and it was 8 weeks before that as well, so not 3 months there sitting in the house. It hasn't been good for anybody, you know, everybody's mental health certainly downhill. It'd be nice to get the wages back up again too, you know.
And has everyone been confident about being back at work in terms of the safety and all that kind of thing?
Yeah, there should be no problem. Safety's a big thing in construction anyway, so everyone's risk assessed and ready to go with COVID. It's been done before, there's less risks, less cases on site than anywhere else, so there's no reason really in my eyes why it shouldn't have been open the whole time, you know.
Was it frustrating to be stuck at home over that period for the 2 months?
It was, yeah, especially whenever the construction in the north was still open. It was a big thing. Like, my father, I live in Newry, so my father was able to go to work, but I wasn't able to go to work. And sort of back and forth all the time in the house. It was a strange one, you know.
How does it feel like to have everybody back on site again and everything working again?
Great to be back at work, yeah. Great to get out again. Hard time sitting at home. Good to be back. Energised and all that, yeah.
And plenty of catching up to be done over the next few months.
Oh yeah, yeah, plenty of work to be done, yeah, plenty of houses there to be done, and that's it, it's great to be back.
Well, further relaxation of the COVID restrictions will depend, in part at least, on the progress of the vaccination programme. The National Immunisation Advisory Committee has been meeting today to consider whether to make new recommendations on the use of the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine. A number of European countries have limited the use of that vaccine to older age groups due to reports of rare blood clots in younger people. Last week, NIAC said that the benefits of the vaccine outweigh any risks. Well, let's get the latest on this now from our health correspondent Fergal Bowers, who's standing by. Fergal, this being considered by the National Immunisation Advisory Committee this morning, what are the signs about their thinking in regard to AstraZeneca and its use in younger people?
Well, the National Immunisation Advisory Committee, I mean, it said last week that the overall benefit of this vaccine outweighs the risks of side effects, and those very rare side effects we're talking about in particular are the blood clots. That it has considered the matter a couple of times, and the main meeting started at 8 o'clock this morning of NIAC, and it's been a lengthy meeting, as I understand it, and there's no definitive word out of it yet. It would be no surprise, though, to hear NIAC recommend an age restriction. What exactly that will be, we'd have to wait and see. But as you're saying, you know, a lot of EU countries have introduced these restrictions on the AstraZeneca vaccine, just restricting it to older people. So in the UK, it's over 30s. In France, it's people over 55. And in Italy, those aged 60 and older. So any restriction, obviously, of the AstraZeneca vaccine, it'll have an impact on the HSC vaccination campaign. Certainly. I mean, so far over 233,700 doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine have been used here. And the AstraZeneca vaccine, it really will, it's due to account for probably one in five vaccines to given in the programme between April and June. So that's important. So what will happen here today at the department is that the advice of NIAC will go to the Deputy Chief Medical Officer, then he'll pass that news, that advice on to the government.
Mm-hmm. And just in relation to the impact of any decision to limit its application to older people, Fergal, what would that mean for the target of an average of a million vaccines being delivered each month between now, next month and June?
Well, it will have some impact, certainly. The Minister of Health, Stephen Donnelly, said today that the vaccination rollout will be determined by NIAC, and he said people should wait and see if it recommends a change and what that change will be. It really, a lot depends on the age group as well too, and of course GPs are using this vaccine, so it have a particular impact in relation to the work that they are doing, but it'll follow the evidence, and NIAC will obviously have been watching what's happening in other countries.
Now, the restrictions in terms of travel eased somewhat today. Fergal, we can now go beyond 5K from home within our county, or 20K from home into a neighbouring county. But some data from the CSO on people's movements during the restrictions over the last period.
Yes, the Central Statistics Office data shows that an estimated 63.6% of the population, they stayed local, so that's within 10 kilometres of their home in the week up to the very end of March, the 31st of March. 21 counties showed that the movement had actually increased, so more people were moving beyond the 10 kilometres in 21 counties. Donegal and Kerry showed no change. Dublin remained and remains the county with the highest percentage of the population staying local, I think, you know, reflecting its urbanised nature and access to services compared with other counties. Of course, over this period of time, we saw schools reopen, of course, fully open now. So this data, it won't be particularly relevant from now on, really from today onwards, because there's much more movement. People can move within their county.
And just finally, Fergal, two further cases reported over the weekend of stillbirths suspected to be connected with COVID infections, I think bringing to six, is that right, the total number that have been reported here? So some concern about that?
Yes, this relates to a COVID placentitis. It's an infection of the placenta, and this information is from the National Women's and Infants Programme from the HSE. We did have four cases of stillbirth, and also then one case where there had been a successful outcome. The baby was born following caesarean section emergency procedure at Cork University Hospital. We now hear there are two more stillbirth cases, so that's six in total. Health authorities are a little bit perplexed, I suppose, because the rest of the world, Dr. Peter McKenna from the Women and Infants Programme was saying this morning that the rest of the world really isn't reporting similar findings of COVID placentitis that we're seeing here. Not quite sure why that is. He thinks it might be related to the major surge we had in cases heading into Christmas. Now, he was saying that it's more important that pregnant women will protect themselves from COVID-19 than the rest of the population, especially women with certain conditions, the heart conditions, renal conditions. But Dr. McKenna had said he wasn't advocating that all women, pregnant women, be automatically vaccinated yet, because I think he wants to see more data on what that means.
Very good. Health correspondent Fergal Bowers, thank you for that.